Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. For Christians, Lent is coming to a close with a celebration of Easter this Sunday. Pepperdine University's Assistant Professor of Religion, Dyron Doherty, tells us more about the significance of the holiday.
Since Christianity is the world's largest religion, then Easter may be Earth's biggest holiday. Bunnies and yellow chicks aside, Easter is the most important day in the Christian calendar. While the essence remains that Jesus Christ was crucified on Friday and resurrected on Sunday, the global diversity of the weekend is mesmerizing. Americans typically buy chocolate and concoct tales of a bunny rabbit that runs around the neighborhood delivering gifts to children. Germans light huge bonfires on the Saturday of Easter weekend to chase away evil spirits and welcome the warm weather. While Eastern Europe is famous for making intricate Easter eggs, the most marvelous example is the Ukrainian Pysanky. The Leviathan of all is the Vegreville egg in Alberta, Canada, at 31 feet and over 5,000 pounds. In the Czech Republic and Slovakia, it is common to create pomlashkas, braided pussy willow whips, as boys playfully lash the girls. In Bermuda, the locals celebrate Good Friday by flying kites that represent Jesus' ascension. In the Philippines, devotional crucifixions are common on Good Friday, as penitents are routinely nailed to crosses. In South Africa, the Zion Christian Church gathers over 1 million pilgrims for Easter, a crowd larger than even the popes at Rome. A few Christian nations have animal sacrifices at Easter, such as Greece's Korbania and Armenia's Matag. Perhaps the most important Easter rituals occur in Jerusalem, as Christians from all over the world gather to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, commemorating his death, burial, and resurrection. Traditionally, Easter Sunday meant the fasting season of Lent was over. Today, however, its celebration has become as diversified as the human race itself.
That was Pepperdine University's Dyron Doherty. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.